Welcome home to philosophy, where we wonder about everything, and anything is possible. Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Corey, the Laughing Philosopher. Life is complicated. The world is complicated, and you are complicated. Figuring out how to live a happy, meaningful life, guided by wisdom and reason, is not easy. Is life a game? What is love? Should I fear death? Is this a just world? Almost from the moment of birth, you've been told how to behave, how to fit in, and how to fulfill other people's expectations. You fear that you will lack importance or cease to exist in the lives of others if you think for yourself and question the rules and roles you've been told define you. Wisdom and reason will remove this illusion so you can live authentically in the world around you, find your true purpose, and become your real self. Welcome to episode number 96, Making Friends. Aristotle's Practical Wisdom for Modern Relationships. Can Aristotle's wisdom make you a more likable person with more and better friends? Aristotle is one of the most important humans ever to grace this planet with the imprint of his foot. That someone who lived 2,400 years ago is even remembered today is amazing. No one is remembered for one day longer than the lives of others with memories of ourselves. Your mind is filled with Aristotle's thought and ideas. You're just not aware of it. Masturbation is a grave sin in Christianity. Who is responsible? Aristotle. Who told you the whole is greater than the sum of its parts? Aristotle. Sadly, you will think very few original thoughts in life. Most of what you think, other people have told you. Happily, Aristotle's wisdom is living inside you. Aristotle believed most people would rather give than get love and affection. In his masterpiece, Nicomachean Ethics, he spends more time analyzing friendship than anything else. He said, "Without friends, no one would want to live, even if he had all other goods." Not only did this book shape the study of ethics and morals in Western philosophy, but it deeply influenced Christianity. Today, people who ask the big questions of life continue to be challenged by Aristotle's masterpiece. Aristotle defines the good life as living well and doing well. And the right kind of relationships are a chief cornerstone of the right way of living. For Aristotle, philosophy and abstract thought are not all life is about. Aristotle said, "It is our choice of good or evil that determines our character, not our opinion about good or evil. What you believe doesn't make you good. It's what you do. The only proof of your good character is action. Without the right kind of social relationships, you will never live well and do well, and you will never be happy. For Aristotle, happiness is the sole aim of living. Aristotle said, "The antidote for 50 enemies is one friend." The friendships we create with others play a pivotal role in our happiness and well-being. And Aristotle lays out three kinds of friends. One is the pleasure friend. Pleasure is why you're friends. You meet together to engage in pleasurable activities. You play golf together. You get your nails done together. You barbecue together. You enjoy doing the same fun things together. With pleasure friends, when the pleasure stops, the relationship ends. With the useful or business friend, your relationship is aimed at achieving a goal or purpose. You work together. You make money together. With useful friends, you don't care about your friend for the kind of person they really are. You only care what you get out of being with them. They are useful means to a desired end. With useful friends, when the ends are attained, the relationship stops, and you don't bother to meet again. Then there is the true friend. True friends are an end in themselves. There is nothing in the relationship for you except the relationship itself. Aristotle said, "The best friend is the man who, in wishing me well, wishes it for my sake." True friends are incredibly rare and incredibly special. Aristotle refers to them as another self. This kind of relationship only happens when both friends are good people with good character. You will do well to have 5 true friends over a lifetime. Ever wondered why the Holy Bible's 10 commandments consist of 3 do rules and 7 do not rules of behavior? The do not rules, proscribing inappropriate behavior, are easier to obey and conform to than the do rules, prescribing good behavior. Think about it. God actually cut humanity a break. Do rules, cultivating positive traits and positive interactions with others, are a more popular and acceptable form of advice and self-help. And yet, improving human behavior for better relationships and personal growth is more efficiently and effectively accomplished by following do not rules. Eliminating negative traits and negative actions, making a person less unlikable, will potentially make one more likable. For Aristotle, to stop pushing people away and to stop making yourself more unlikable, stop these three negative behaviors now. Aristotle said, "Humility is a flower which does not grow in everyone's garden." The first negative behavior to stop is saying things of less value than silence. Our relationships would be happier if people possessed the same inclination to be silent as they have to speak. And when you do speak, don't say a little in many words, but a great deal in a few. Ever worked with a business friend? One oozing superiority and belittling others. An air of superiority creates an uncomfortable atmosphere, causing others to distance themselves. Someone who never fails to find microscopic imperfections in others, but never recognizes gargantuan imperfections in themselves. Pointing out other people's flaws and faults. Never offering constructive criticism, always offering demeaning, destructive feedback, interrupting and cutting off others in conversations without due regard for their thoughts and ideas. Ever wondered about the kind of people who talk over others, preventing them from sharing their ideas, denying others space to speak is not only disrespectful, it shuts down cooperation and discourages collaboration. Making others feel insignificant and undervalued. Complaining about other people, but failing to recognize how their own negativity drains the positive energy from their working relationships and exhausts everyone around them. Wrapped up with oneself and making everything about I, me, and mine. Inconsiderate of the rights and feelings of others, shifting conversations to revolve around their own experiences, leaving no room for others to share. Leaving people feeling unheard and making interactions feel one-sided. Conversations become a soliloquy, spoken to oneself without regard to whether any other hearers are present. Shutting down discussion and debate. Arriving late to group activities, making everyone wait, and leaving early, making everyone feel unimportant. Lack of consideration for others' time and attention undermines mutual respect and erodes commitment to a common goal. Ignoring and showing no interest in the lives of other human beings, as if they belong to a different species. To make yourself unlikable, don't be uplifting and inspiring. Be pessimistic and complaining. So long as you see your relationships as a glass always half empty and never half filled, you will be afraid to drink and die of thirst. For Aristotle, a good relationship is where people mutually like each other, do good for one another, and share a common commitment to the same goals and interests for the time they spend together. He said, "A true friend is one soul in two bodies." For Aristotle, making yourself more likable means not revealing to other people what you think or feel or want. Most people know how to say nothing. Few people know when. Be like a mirror. Silently, it reflects whatever appears to it without expressing desire, expectation, or judgment. Say things of more value than silence, or don't speak. Aristotle said, "Anybody can become angry. That is easy. But to be angry with the right person, and to the right degree, and at the right time, and for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power, and is not easy." The second negative behavior to stop is saying things about other people. Non-judgmental persons are welcome everywhere. Silence makes no mistakes and cannot be repeated. Spreading rumors or talking negatively about one's colleagues creates a toxic work environment. Gossiping damages trust and leads to interpersonal conflicts. Pointing out flaws in other people's work creates tension and discourages communication and collaboration. Providing feedback in a rude and disrespectful manner fosters a negative environment, suffocating potential growth and improvement. Bragging about one's accomplishments is synonymous with belittling others' achievements. To belittle someone means to judge another's actions and intentions. For Aristotle, to judge another person, two things must be true. First, one must be empowered by a higher authority. Who has appointed you a judge over me? Second, One must be qualified by virtue of one's wisdom, experience, and good sense. Why are you qualified to judge me? To a wise man or woman, the answer is silence, and silence is the hardest opinion to refute. For Aristotle, making yourself more likable means not engaging in judgment of others. He said, moral excellence comes about as a result of habit. We become just by doing just acts, temperate by doing temperate acts, brave by doing brave acts. Never allow anyone outside of your true friends to know your opinion. Silence is a friend who will never betray you, whether you have something good or something bad to say. Hold your tongue and just smile. Be quiet in your thoughts, in your emotions, but especially in your speech. Quiet people are welcomed everywhere. Aristotle said, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. The third negative behavior to stop is saying things to yourself. There is no perfect life. Everyone is imperfect. Everyone is liable to err. Everyone can be deceived or mistaken. Some of your beliefs and assumptions about the world must be wrong, or you would be infallible. Yet, you honestly believe each belief as it arises in your consciousness, as if it's actually true. Thinking a thought doesn't make it true. Belief is not evidence. Claims are not proof. Nothing is as easy as deceiving yourself. It is the mark of an educated mind, said Aristotle, to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. And yet, judging from what people say to others, most of their thoughts consist of half-truths, exaggerations, uncritical assumptions, and total falsehoods. Truth is not easy to find. You won't find truth just by asking other people for it. Conventional wisdom by the majority has never been a guarantee of truth or wisdom. You won't find truth just by believing what you read in a book or on social media. You won't find truth just by believing what you're told by your parents, your priest, or some guy in the television machine. The truth is a lot harder to find than that. Be a free thinker and don't accept everything you hear as truth, said Aristotle. Be critical and evaluate what you believe in. Lying to ourselves or deceitfulness to others leads to confusion and mistrust in our relationships. Stretching the truth especially in stressful situations, fosters mistrust and inauthenticity. Not following through on promises and commitments that should never have been made in the first place is self-deception. Habitually canceling plans at the last minute, leaving friends feeling disappointed and let down, is lying. Unreliable behavior happens when we deceive ourselves about our ability to follow through and keep commitments. Who we think we are just doesn't match who we really are. Who we think we are is just who we are told we are. Who we really are is who we are before we are told who we are. You are a stranger to yourself. Don't talk to strangers. Aristotle's wisdom on the importance of friendship, the qualities of a good friend, and the virtues contributing to healthy, lasting relationships is timeless. Our relationships are governed by the behaviors we engage in. Recognizing and eliminating negative behaviors, one becomes more likable. Fostering positive habits paves the way for doing well and living well. While the initial desire to be friends may arise swiftly, the development of true friendship takes time and nurturing. Aristotle said, "Wishing to be friends is quick work, but friendship is a slow ripening fruit." For Aristotle, relationships are the source and an infinite ocean of happiness and pleasure. For Aristotle, to be a more likable person and a better friend, do three things. First, if you have nothing to say of more value than silence, then be silent. Don't prove you have nothing of value to say by speaking. Second, do not say things about other persons. Don't try to judge the imperfections of others. Just as you love yourself with your imperfections, love others with their imperfections. After all, they're your species. And third, don't believe everything you think. Just because you think it doesn't make it true. Fools think everything in their head must be true, or it wouldn't be there in the first place. For Aristotle, above all, be likable to the most important friend in your life. You take yourself wherever you go, so be your own best friend. He is his own best friend and takes delight in privacy, said Aristotle, whereas the man of no virtue or ability is his own worst enemy and is afraid of solitude. For Aristotle, solitude is not empty. It is where you make progress toward becoming a true friend to yourself. And true friends are welcomed everywhere. Thank you for listening. I hope you will take what you've learned and be a better person. Think for yourself. Question everything. Accept nothing that does not agree with your own reason and good sense. And I promise you, despite its sham and drudgery, you will get on pretty well in this crazy world. I'm Dr. Robert Corey. Until we meet again, be good.